Blessings, our friends. It is great pleasure that we join with you this day, and we say to you that you all look radiant today, for as we look upon you, we see spirit, beautiful, bright spirit. Each and every one of you are spirit. We do not see those physical forms. We see you as big, beautiful lights. Just as those young ones that are here, those that are newly here, they too, when they look upon you, just see spirit. They do not judge you based on your physical form. So they are a lot more open to loving, to expressions of love. It's not until they are older, until they have experienced the physicalities of this journey, that they begin to see those physical forms, and barriers will become part of their being. We say to you, our friends, that within each and every one of you, you are spirit, you have a natural connection to the collective consciousness. We all have an inner knowing of what is right and what is wrong. We all have an inner knowing that each and every one of you are spirit. And if you choose to go within and be connected to just be and let go of those physicalities, you too will just have that knowing. You too will love freely. You too will just be able to just be in those moments. Those children have precious abilities. They are without limitations. Here on this physical plane, you have ego. You have emotions, you have fears. These are the barriers in which the physical world creates, in which you create. But if you were to let go of those barriers, those physical aspects, then you too will just express yourself freely. You too will just be able to be and let go of those physical aspects. When you are in your truest form, shall we say, when you are without limitations, when you are free of fear, things that are more apparent in this physical world, like possessions, become less of a barrier. We know that you need these things to survive, to be able to exist here. And you will spend quite a lot of your energies acquiring those things that you need. But we say to you, are these things that you really need? There is a lot of conflict around the world and a lot of division within mankind. And the thing that stops us from coming together is those physical aspects, those physical ties. Where as if they were of the same value. When you pass into spirit, none of these things are important. None of these things you will take with you. But your actions, your deeds that you have taken while you are here will still remain. The energy that you have created will still remain. There are many in this world that go without. There are many in this world that are suffering. And there are many within this world that are living lavish lifestyles. There is very much an imbalance. If those that had a bountiful of energy shared those with those that didn't, this would certainly go a long way in bringing about that balance. But it is mostly ego that will stop this from taking place. The need to look important by the size of your home, the title that you carry. When you introduce yourself to another spirit being on this physical plane, one of the first things that you say to each other is, "What is it that you do?" And then you then give your title. Is that really who you are? Is that really your being? And we say to you, our friends, that is this really important? When you see young children playing in the yard, do they go up to each other and say what it is that they do? Or they just play? When they get older, they then start talking about the games that they have, the things that they have, like that somehow makes them better than those around them. But this is when they have been here for quite some time and they have brought in those physical elements of ego and emotion. But you would never see a 4-year-old or a 3-year-old talking about what it is that they have or what it is that they do. They just are. Mind you, our friends, they are starting very young these days. So we say to you, our friends, that when you are connected, when you can stop and just be, and be connected, when you can look upon your fellow man as an equal, when you can see them as spirit, then all those other physical aspects do not matter. And all those other physical things do not matter. You would see a much happier place. You would see a much more connected world. So next time you are to meet another friend, family, loved one, be like that small child and greet them with love. Take away those physical aspects and just be. Try not to judge or elevate yourself by speaking of what it is that you're doing. We find it amusing that there is uncomfortableness and silence. Ask yourself why that is. Is in the silence is when you are most connected. Each and every one of you have a different expression. So allow yourself just to be that. And when you take away those judgments of others, then the fear of being judged does actually fall away. When you allow yourself just to be who you truly are. When you allow yourself to follow that knowing, that truth within, without those physical aspects, without those limitations of this physical world. You are able to follow that truth that knowing without the fear. You allow yourself just to be with those around you without that fear. You love. You love without that fear. And this world, our friends, becomes a much beautiful place and a much kinder place to be in. So we give much gratitude for this expression today. And we say to you as you leave the sanctuary this day that you allow yourself to be connected and in your truest form. Love. Be. Thank you, our friends.